Hello, it's Angel. I want to start this pillow talk by reading something to you. It's called A Siren Song by Margaret Atwood. This is the one song everyone would like to learn. The song that is irresistible. The song that forces men to leap overboard in squadrons even though they see the beached skulls. The song nobody knows because anyone who has heard it is dead and the others cannot remember. Shall I tell you the secret? And if I do, will you get me out of this bird suit? I don't enjoy it here, squatting on this island, looking picturesque and mythical with these two feathery maniacs. I don't enjoy singing this trio, fatal and valuable. I will tell you the secret, to you, only to you. Come close. This song is a cry for help. Help me. Only you can. You are unique. At last. Alas, it is a boring song, but it works every time. I identify with sirens. I don't have feathers, but I get compared to them quite often. But I shared this with you partly because I like it. Also because here the siren, she's being deceiving, or it's being deceiving and saying, I don't like it here. I need your help. If I tell you the song that I sing, will you help me get off this island? And of course they say yes. And that is how she trapped them. So she knew what she was doing. We're going calling her her. I think it's an it, but we're going to call her her. So what are we doing? Where do we belong? That's kind of my topic, my subject, my theme, my focus. Sure, all of those. Anyways, she has her purpose. She knew what she was doing. And in my life, my personal life, that has always been the number one question for me. Where do I belong? What am I supposed to be doing right now? Am I making the right choice? Am I doing the right thing? And you really just have to trust yourself. You have to, I mean, no one can really tell you. They can tell you if you're doing the wrong thing, and plenty of people have no problem telling you that. I don't know about your life, but mine certainly, they have no problem telling me that. But you really just need to rely on yourself. And if you're happy, and if you feel like you're doing something that makes a difference or is meaningful to you in some way, then I think you're doing pretty good. One of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten, I was going to be a freshman in college. And I ended up going to the same college that my eldest cousin went to. And so he offered to show me around, show me, you know, the inside stuff. I don't know. Anyways, I thought he was cool and I was like, yes, I want to see this stuff. And I remember while he was walking around, we were walking around campus and he was showing me things. He said, wherever you go, just act like you belong there. And I think he was talking about sneaking in places. Actually, I'm positive that's what we were talking about. Anyways, it's true. I found this quote and it says, show up in every single moment like you're meant to be there. Marie Forleo said that. And I totally agree. I think that's one of the best pieces of advice I've ever received, because, you know, you have to, sometimes you just have to make things yours. You have to make it your own. And, you know, opportunities and life experiences and situations happen to us that we have absolutely no control over. And we can either get totally bummed out and just let it ruin us and break us and hurt us, or we can look at it as an opportunity, as something that was awesome and was meant to happen, and we just need to make it our own and make it just part of our story and try and do something awesome with it. You know, our bodies, our hair, our skin, everything about our body is changing and growing. We get new skin and our hair is constantly growing, and things are changing with our body all the time. But yet so often we don't. We just stay the same. And there's parts of us that grow and change. And then there's other parts of us, bad habits, and we just get stuck in a rut. There's elements of our life that we're not happy with, but it's too much out of our comfort zone to change. Even though you're convinced you don't belong there. You're convinced that you're not happy. But the distance out of your comfort zone that you have to go to achieve what you think might make you happy is a lot of work and is scary. I know, personally, the unknown is a very, very scary place to just leave what you know, whether it's bad, awful, or kind of good, okay, for something you think is going to be better. And another quote I wanted to share was, "The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, make them." George Bernard Shaw. And I try so hard to do exactly that. I don't have the quote in front of me, but Anise Nin says something very similar. She says that, you know, I don't belong in this world. There's not a place in this world that I fit in and belong. And so I'm going to make my own. I made my own. And that's really how I live my life. And I've really built it from things I've loved and got rid of the things I don't love about myself and about people that I had in my life that I didn't need. But when you think about where you belong, do you know? Like a location. Where do you feel is home? Where do you feel safe? Some people it's a place. Some people it's a home. Some people it's a state or a country. Some people it's just a person. It's just a person wherever they are. They feel safe and secure and at home. What about work or what you do with your life? There's always going to be an aspect that we're not happy with. You know, nothing's perfect. But we can make it as close to perfect as possible. We can aim for it. We can aim for what we view as perfect. I love South Park. I think a lot of you know that. There's this character, Clyde. He has this line that I use more than I should. And I think it's on Reddit quite a bit in different memes. But it he always says, you know, it's the beginning of something, he'll say something, and then he'll always follow it, well, not always, but he'll follow it with, that would make me so happy. And it's one episode, he does it a ton, I don't know if he does it a lot more throughout the seasons, but, and, so I always think about, what would make me so happy? What would make, I mean, I deserve to be happy. I mean, there's so much stress and crap in the world. I really think a great goal for me is to figure out these things so I can be happy and to know that about myself. Because face it, there's a ton of extremely unhappy people in the world. Whether it's because they choose to stay in whatever situation's making them unhappy, or whether they have no choice. A lot of us do have choices, and we should be grateful for them, and we should make them. If you know what you want, go for it. I totally, totally support you and know you can do it. You just gotta get in your head and figure out where you want to focus your energy. Every morning when I wake up, I'm gonna tell you guys, this is probably cheesy. I don't get a lot of sleep. I don't have very good sleep patterns. There are days and weeks that I go just with a very, very limited amount of sleep. I've never had good sleep hygiene. I've never slept much. And it's hard. It's hard on my brain. It's hard on my body. So there's days if I haven't gotten much sleep, there are days where I really have to wake up, and I've just gotten in the habit of doing this and be like, what do I want to focus my energy on today? Because I only may only have like 4 hours of the day where I can really put my all into something. And so it's always good to wake up and have a plan, I guess. And I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't know where I belong in this world. I don't know where I want to be. And it doesn't stress me out or worry me. I know once I figure it out, that question will be answered. But at this moment in time, I don't know where I belong. And I'm okay with that. It's okay not to have the answer to these questions. But I don't think it's okay not to ask them. Not things you need to dwell on, but I don't know. I think it's good to ask yourself some of those weird, hard questions. Doesn't mean you have to have the answer. Anyway. Thank you for listening. As always, I'm terribly grateful for all of you, for your comments and your feedback and everything, and just listening. You know, I always really enjoy being there for you all in this way, and my other recordings, and thank you all so much for listening. I will talk to you all soon. Take care.